Welcome to the Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson at Red Fox Roto. It's Sunday, September 21st, which means it's the final fab day of the 2025 season. For those who looked for the show yesterday on our normal schedule, the last 2025 episode of the flagship FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast with Vlad and Jason dropped yesterday morning, so I pushed back the Bullpen Report an extra day so as not to overshadow them. Of course, I'm only kidding. Vlad and Jay have done tremendous work all year, along with all the various guests Vlad has had on throughout the season, so great job, guys. I'm just happy to have my small share of the podcast this year. But we've come to it now, the final week of regular season Major League Baseball. For those still grinding, still competing for league championships, trying to cash a small profit, or just trying to climb up one more spot in the standings for respectability, still moves left to be made, and that includes relief pitching and saves. I'll be citing a lot of roster ship percentages today, as I have more frequently in recent weeks. As usual, the ownership rates come from the NFBC 12-team online championship leagues, which I've always felt are the best representation of a typically competitive league. But even in the NFBC, though, there are plenty of players who are checked out. They're watching football today instead of doing fab. Their teams are languishing outside the money. Their hope is gone. This can make it easier to align your team how you want for the final week. When you're competing against fewer active owners or people with little to no fab dollars left. So let's begin with some pitchers we may be able to target today for some saves this final week. Some of these will be no more than desperation plays, unlikely to work out. But for those who are in dire straits or are in very deep leagues, home leagues, these players might be the best options anyway, some of them. So here we go. Things are messy this week in Milwaukee. Abner Uribe looked like the clear heir apparent for the Brewers when Trevor McGill went down with his flexor strain, yet Uribe has saved just one game in September. Despite a 2.57 ERA, 1.14 whip this month, Uribe also hasn't blown a save, so it's not as if he's imploded his own chances. He just hasn't had the chances. Now, closer Trevor McGill is still working his way back, recently throwing a bullpen session after a brief setback in his recovery. But McGill's timeline means if he makes it back this year, maybe it's for that last series or the last day or two of the season, just to get him out there, get him in a game situation before the playoffs start. Milwaukee doesn't really need him to throw a regular season game. So this makes McGill, I think, borderline unstartable, except in those desperation scenarios. I'd lean towards dropping McGill this week. If you're still hanging on to him and targeting a better option. And Abner Uribe still looks like the favorite for a save this week. He's available in 14% of OCs. Now, the true desperation play in Milwaukee would be lefty Jared Koenig. He just saved a game a few days ago. He's pitched in the eighth inning or later in his last six appearances. He's right there at the end of the games. He's not rostered in any OCs, so he could be a cheap choice to fill that last pitching spot in your lineup. Now, we have a similar situation unfolding for the week in Chicago with the Cubs. Injured closer Daniel Palencia threw an inning in a AAA rehab appearance yesterday, and he could return this week. Now, since Palencia has thrown in an actual game scenario, he's a better bet than Trevor McGill, who is still just throwing, bullpens and side sessions. So anyone still holding Palencia could throw him out there this week in lineups in the hopes that he gets in a game or two with a save chance. But the best play from the Cubs may still be Brad Keller. Keller picked up saves in consecutive games on September 15th and 16th after Andrew Kittredge had saved three in a row for the Cubs before that. Now, Brad Keller is only 9% rostered, so he's out there in most leagues. Kittredge is around 50%. Palencia, the same, 49%. None of the three Cubs individually are great plays for the week, but all could theoretically get a save chance in this game of reliever roulette. So they're all worth a shot if you do need one of them. Now, in Texas, Sean Armstrong has slowly crept up to 75% rostered in OCs. Despite being the Rangers, he's been their closer since probably mid to late August. He has six saves in about the last month, four here in September, and he could be one of the better options out there in roughly a quarter of leagues. Now, it's a similar situation in St. Louis, where Riley O'Brien has functioned as the club's primary closer since his return from a shoulder issue early this month. O'Brien has three saves in the last 2 weeks. He's only recorded one out prior to the ninth inning during that time. Yet somehow he's only rostered in 9% of OC leagues. That number should be much higher. Jojo Romero really hasn't been a threat for a while now. Now, things are less clear this week in Detroit. Kyle Finnegan was activated from the injured list yesterday. He gave up a run with a two-run lead pitching in the eighth. Not great, but he struck out two, and he had really been fantastic for Detroit prior to the injury and since he'd been acquired by the team at the trade deadline. Now, what complicates matters right now is that Finnegan's activation comes at a time when closer Will Vest has allowed nine hits and seven total runs in his last two games, one in an ugly blown save last night. The Tigers are now surprisingly feeling the heat in the division from the Cleveland Guardians. The Tigers' lead is down to one game, which means they're also just one game ahead of Cleveland and Houston for the last wild card spot. Detroit, once the best team in baseball, could miss the playoffs entirely. So is that pressure enough for AJ Hinch to turn to Kyle Finnegan over Will Vest this week while Vest is struggling? Maybe. And if you think so, Finnegan is out there in 42% of leagues. Now, for a reliever who appears more secure in his role yet is still lightly rostered, we look towards Keegan Aiken in Baltimore. It's been up and down for Aiken all year, but his stock is definitely up now, and he's been pitching like the exclusive closer for the Orioles. Aiken's only rostered in 24% of OCs. He has four saves in his last five games. He's one of the better bets for a save or two in the final week amongst those players who are widely available. Now, another option is Victor Vodnik in Colorado. Vodnik has three saves in the past 2 weeks, and he is Colorado's closer, for what that's worth. The risks are ever present, but at 49% rostered, Vodnik is a possibility for those needing saves. He's only allowed three total runs since the beginning of August, good for a 1.65 ERA. You could do much worse than Victor Vodnik right now. And speaking of worse, we have whatever is going on in Sacramento. There's two desperation plays from the A's. Michael Kelly is the right-handed option, having saved two games in the past week, though he does have a seventh inning hold mixed in, so he's not the closer. The lefty choice is Hogan Harris, who has saves in his last two appearances. Combined, their roster percent equals 3. So if you need a long shot for a save and you just need to add someone who's definitely going to be available on your waiver wire, have at it with either guy, Michael Kelly or Hogan Harris. Best guess is Kelly. You know, leaning towards the right-hander is usually the better idea. Now, as a reminder, before I wrap things up for today, always check your waiver wire for any surprise drops that have happened in the past weeks. Sometimes, you know, someone in your league with a big lead in saves may drop a full-time closer to add help elsewhere on their roster. I have an OC with Carlos Estevez on the waiver wire. Literally the major league leader in saves was dropped. And there's also at least one league out there with Aroldis Chapman on the waiver wire. Never assume the cupboard is bare before you've opened the doors to look. So that is the end of our show, the final Fab Preview episode of the season. Good luck to all of you out there still playing for cash and or pride this week. I will not have a Tuesday episode this week, but I'll be back for one more show over the weekend to finish out the year. So thank you for listening to the Bullpen Report and the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson. Let's close it out.